longest parsha, 176 psukim nasa. So people are not, the beginning, first three aliyahs, nice and short. The end of the parsha, just a lot of the same nesiim. The middle, the meat of the parsha is nasa, is of nazir and sota. So for the 2 points today, I want to talk, one, about the sota. But I forgot one thing. It's not only nazir and sota, but you have a couple of psukim at the end, which is birchas kohanim, right before the nesiim. So we're going to have one quick thought about the sota and the process of sota. And then another part about birchas kohanim, and we'll see actually that the 2 points are actually going to be very tied together. Okay, which means the juxtaposition of sota to birchas kohanim. Everyone talks about the juxtaposition. Chazal talk about the juxtaposition between nazir and sota. That anyone who sees a sota bikilkula yazir atzma minayayim. And Rav Shach explained that idea that you're so inspired with something. When you're shaken up by something, so inspiration fades. And therefore you can't just stay with the inspiration. That's why we have Gedarim. That's why you take that and then you have a Kabbalah. Rav Shach, they say over from the Talmud, they say Rav Dessler was a big smoker. And then they found out that it was dangerous. So Rav Dessler was in East Sanua. But when it came to stopping for smoking, anybody would come into his base manager's office, he would say, "You should know, I'm stopping to smoke. I'm not smoking, I'm stopping to smoke." Why did he do that? They were all puzzled. It's totally against his hanhaga. His hanhaga was to be tsanua, not to flaunt. The issue was, it wasn't flaunting. It was a matter of like, wow, this is so bad for you. You're being over ushmartam es nafshoseichem. I have to make sure to know that I'm going to stop doing it. It's a way to get off an addiction that way. Tell people, that's it, I'm not doing it anymore. Right? Unfortunately, at times, I'm dieting. You know, starting tomorrow. You know, like, the postscript of that story, just to understand how real we're talking about Rav Dessler, is that at a Suda Simcha, years later, after he had broken smoking, some person says, "Hey, I remember you were smoking. Oh, that's a big Simcha. Why don't you take a nice puff?" And he said, "Okay, what's the big deal? One puff, no big deal." Ended up, he fell back into the bad habit, and he had to redo it again. But the first idea is, it's always good to be in a makom of good values and morals and kedusha and be inspired. But you have to take that inspiration and know how to crystallize it. Point number two, we said, is the sota. There's a crazy process with the whole sota. But not only that, if she's guilty, she blows up, and her stomach blows up. But there's another, just as crazy part, that the Gemara in Chulan and Daf Kuf Mem Aleph says, Gadol Shalom, so is greater the Shalom bin an Ish li Ishto, between a husband and his wife, is that you even do what? You even erase God's name. Kuf Mem Aleph. Gemara, that's the language of the Gemara in Chulan. Gadol Shalom. Shebein li Ishto Shari Amra Tumor Torah. Torah says, Shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenechtava b'kdusha yimachel amayim. The question is, why? What's pshat? This is part of the punishment? Is this part of the punishment? Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Sefer Emes LeYaakov explains an unbelievable pshat. And we'll connect it to the Berachas Kohanim in a second. Yaakov Kamenetsky explained, think about the nature of man. This is not just a stama guy who's paranoid. We had the kinnah. The kinnah means that he warned her not to stay with this man. So there's real chashashot here. So in halacha, it's al pishnayim edim, right? That even if the halacha says al pishnayim edim yakum davar, the baal, he'll hear from the two edim that she was not guilty. She did not have relations. But if this guy has chashashot, It's chashashos. What's going to really help him to say, I don't have any more chashashos anymore? Says the Ribono Shalom, the only way it's going to be done is if I, God, will pronounce that she was actually Naki, which meaning the erasing of God's name, the greatness of Shalom, is to God testifying that Mr. Baal, Mr. Husband, you should know that I'm erasing my name. That's how important it is to know the truth. It's as if God is testifying that she's Tahora. Therefore, the whole Yisod of Sota, the parts of Sota, is not to punish her, but rather to tell her if she's innocent, you should know you're going to have a clean slate. To the point about, this is what a lot of people quote, that it's, again, it's a natural process. It's just a natural process. This is what a lot of people quote, the Gemara in Sota on Daf Yud Zayin, that Rabbi Akiva stated, he was Dorash, Rabbi Kiva was Dorash, when you have a good marriage, Ish v'Isha, and you have the Ribono Shalom there, Zachu, Zachus, right, what's the language? Yud Zayin, Amar Aleph, Gemara says, based on our Pesukim, Hinaki, Ktiv, then it says, Dorish Rabbi Akiva, Ish v'Isha, Zachu, Shechina b'neim. Lo zachu, Ish uchlatan. And the fire is going to consume them. Okay? Meaning that within, why does it mean Shechina b'neim of zachu? Rashi explains, Zachu lechet b'derech yishara. Shelo yehu no'ef, lo hi no'efet. They're loyal to each other. Shechina b'neim. Sharei chalak et shemo. God, Rashi explains, God split up his name. And what? V'shichnu b'neim. Because what happens? You have the yud and the ish, and you have the hey and the isha, right? Yud kei, God's name. But lo zachu ish al chotan. Because what happens? It's just by nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misalek his name between them, and then you have ish. You have ish and ish. Right? You take out the yud and the hey. So that's one level of the importance of if you don't have the right derech ishara, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not going to be there. This, just the last piece, connection to, they explain, that's the connection to V'yasei Lecha Shalom in the Birchas Kohanim. There's a Gemara I'm talking about in family learning tonight on Chaf Mud Beis. That there's a discussion between the Malchi Asharis and HaKadosh Baruch. Malchi Asharis say to Hashem, hey, Ribono Shel Olam, your Torah says in chapter 10 of Deuteronomy, Asher lo yisa panim, velo yikach shochar. You don't show favoritism, you don't take bribes. But you do. You didn't know say panim li Yisrael, because it says yisa Hashem panav elacha. Amr Lahem, he said to them, V'chi lo esa panim li Yisrael, should I not show favoritism to Israel? That in the Torah it says, V'chalta v'savata v'irachta et Hashem alokecha, V'heim medakta kim al atzman ar kezayit v'ar kebetz. And they, what? Go above and beyond to make sure even kebayit kebetz. Now there's many, many, many questions on how to explain this. But one connected to this first idea which I wanted to tell you is brought down by the Yeshua's Malkum, Rav Yeshua Mikotna, the Baal Yeshua's Malkum. In his deal, because why does it say that they're medaktik ad kezayis, the ad kebetza? Just say, they medaktik in kezayis u kebetza. What's ad kezayis ad kebetza? Furthermore, very similar to the question of the Chassam Sofer, that what according to Rabbi Meir, if I give a bracha after a kezayis, it's not a chomra, that's the din. Because the Rav Meir says, v'achalta is a kezayis. According to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you're only chayev for a beitza, if I'm makbid to make the bracha after kebeitza, it's not a chomra, but it's a din. Explains the Gaon Mikutna, that since it's a machlokas Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in the shir of Birchas HaMazon, we can explain Let's say you had Talmidim of Rav Meir and Talmidim of Rabbi Yoshua, Yehuda, eating together. Each one will look at the other person and say, what? He's not from. He's not doing kalach. The Talmidim of Rav Meir will look at the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda. Look at them. They're not making a bracha on Kizayis. They're being mevatel the mitzvah Birkas HaMazon. While the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda will look at the Talmidim of Rav Meir and say, hey, they're making a bracha on Kizayis. They're saying Hashem's name in vain. Therefore, in order to be b'shalom, they are medaktik b'shiurim ad kizayis ad kibetza, i.e., they are makbet to eat. Either they ate less than a kizayis, and then they potter according to everybody, or a kibetza, and then everyone says you're chayiv. And that's what they did. They were making sure not to eat from a kizayis until a kibetza. That's what it means, ad kizayis ad kibetza, meaning the sheer that they were makbet not to eat. You with me?
Yeah.
This hakpada is this nesius panim. Tamidi Rav Meir, Tamidi Rav Yehuda were able to sit together, even though they thought that each one thought their shita was right. So therefore, the mida keneged mida, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was yisa panim and went lefnim mishur sadin. And this is what the grandson of Rav Yeshua Mikotna then added: yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yasim lecha shalom. Once we have that shalom, that even if we disagree, and I think this is the right shot, you're able to be able to still talking and be able to have the nesiut panim. Good? Important is so. Important is so. Let's start the Gemara.